Woodhouse has been a trusted partner in your everyday since 1975. Shop for your next vehicle with the home team at Woodhouse and the official auto dealer of Nebraska Athletics. I'm Jessica Cootie. We've talked this week some big news with Husker softball, with a couple new additions coming into the program. Most recently, Hannah Kaur, the three-time national champion outfielder from Oklahoma. Teammates, great friends with Jordy Ball. Hannah joining us here now to talk about that decision. Hannah, thank you so much for being here with us. We are so excited that you're a Husker, and I know Husker Nation is too.
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here as well.
Well, let's just start. You know, you spent your 3 years at Oklahoma, but when you enter the portal, you have a lot of options, I know, that you could go to across the country. What landed you on Nebraska? What did you feel like this was the best spot for you for your final year?
Instantly, I fell in I fell in love with Coach Ravel.
Yeah.
She really connected to me in my heart. And when I went out there on my visit, I got to reunite with one of my best friends, Jordy Ball. So that was pretty cool. And being on campus, it just felt like home, like right away. So that was pretty cool.
Tell us about your relationship with Jordy. You were roommates with her. From what I'm told, I hear a little birdie, you're going to be a bridesmaid in her upcoming wedding. Yep. But what is it about that relationship that was so special for you?
We're very similar. So we enjoy doing the same things, whether it's waking up super early to go fishing or just hanging around, having something to laugh about. But yeah, we've been friends probably since senior year of high school. We kind of got to know each other. And then freshman year, we were roommates in the dorm. And then we lived with each other my sophomore year as well.
Besides just being friends, great friends, and connecting on that level, as a softball player, how exciting is it to play with a pitcher, the caliber of pitcher and now hitter in Jordy Ball?
Yeah, I'm super excited about that. She's one of the greatest competitors I've ever seen, and I'm excited to feed off of her and push myself more just from playing with her again. So very excited.
I know you've played a role throughout your last three seasons at Oklahoma. It's been documented. You got hurt this year. How are you feeling? Are you feeling pretty healthy going into the offseason? I guess, where are you at there?
100%. I'm ready to go.
Awesome. Well, what does the process look like for you? When are you getting here? And then what are the goals as you go into what's now your final season?
Yeah, still figuring all that out. I'll probably be there mid-July. Working all those details out, but I'm very excited to start up out there and work with the girls and the coaches, and I think it's going to be a special year, and I'm ready just to add some more fire to that team that was already pretty filled with fire, so that'll be a lot of fun.
When I talked to you before we started this interview, I said Husker Nation is excited about you. You said I felt it. How was that, just getting that kind of response from Husker fans?
It was awesome. Like, I had posted my announcement on Twitter and Instagram, and it instantly, blew up, and everyone was so happy. So I've gotten all good things, and I've definitely felt all the love.
For, those that might not know, again, you were part of three national champions there at championships at Oklahoma. As you went through those runs, not easy, and we've talked to Jordy about this, too, but what are some of the things that you learned about having a team, go the distance, be where every softball player wants to be at the end with raising a trophy? What are some of maybe those things that you're looking to bring and add here at Nebraska?
Just the whole experience of it all, knowing what it takes and all of that. It's a whole lot of fun, but it's a whole lot of hard work. And if you do it the right way, it means something at the end. But just having all those memories in my head and those experiences that I'm going to bring to Nebraska, and me and Jordy kind of share some of those experiences and memories, so it'll be pretty fun.
Were you surprised to see Jordy hit the way she hit this year?
No, I knew she was a hitter. I knew she was a hitter this whole time.
Oh, well, you said at the beginning that Coach Ravel spoke to your heart. What was it about, just getting to connect with her that you really felt that with her?
Yeah, I think that's what really sold me. She sees me as a person and sees me from my heart, not just a product on the field. And that was pretty cool to feel. So I'm very excited to compete for her and with her, just because we already have that personal connection. So, yeah.
You posted just such a powerful, heartfelt message when you announced that you were going to be a Husker and just playing for that little girl that fell in love with the game. And it was again, just really powerful. Can you take us through, I guess, a little bit behind that and why it's been important for you to embrace that going into what is going to be your final season?
Yeah, so I do have 1 year left. It will be my fifth year. And just like looking back at all the experiences I've gone through just with injury and being at Oklahoma, and I carry all those experiences close to my heart, and I wouldn't change it for the world. But my journey has not been easy. It's been very difficult just dealing with injury and what comes with injury. And I did fall out of love with the game like along the ways, but I'm slowly falling back into it, and I'm ready to go and play for the little girl inside of me and just be very proud of myself and leave the field how I want to.
Oh, I love that. Well, you said you like to fish. Tell us about that. How much into fishing are you, I guess?
I'm not an expert. I just go out there and I like to pull my truck up and sit in the tailgate and just hopefully catch something, but just a little escape from all the stress and pressure that comes with what I do and what we all do. So it's just a little escape for me to just turn my phone off and be whoever I want to be at that time.
Has it been something you've always been into, or you discovered it recently? Where did the hobby come from?
Definitely a lot in college. So my freshman year, it was me, Jordy, Grace Lyons, TRA, Grace Green, all of them. We'd all go to the little farm pond in Norman, and we'd all just go fishing.
So you got your fishing pole packed up, I'm assuming, because I know Jordy probably knows all the places to take you fishing here, right?
Yep. I'm excited for that.
What else do Husker fans need to know about you?
I'm ready to fight. I'm ready to go the distance with this team, and I feel we can, and I know we can, and I'm just super excited to show the world and, you know, prove myself right, not worry about what others got to say or think, but just proving myself right.
Just seeing the reaction from, you know, Sooner fans, but then your teammates, and even just seeing some of the photos and videos of you, it just seems like you are an incredible teammate. How is that been important to your role as you have fought through injuries, just to find other ways to contribute and to be there for your teammates?
Yeah, 100%. Especially when I wasn't able to be on the field because of my injury. Just trying to be the best teammate that I can be at that time, because I can't perform for my team. So I just got to be the biggest cheerleader or whatever I needed to be at that time. But that's always just been instilled into me, like since I was a kid, just being a good teammate, because I'm fighting with my team as much as I can, even if I can't be out there on the field with them, but just being a good teammate.
Great stuff. Again, congratulations. We're excited to get you here in Lincoln, but appreciate you spending some time with us. And we're excited to have you here.
Thank you.
Again, Hannah Kaur, the senior outfield transfer coming from Oklahoma, where she's a part of 3 national championships, joining Husker softball, and her best friend, Jordy Ball, here for her final season playing college softball. Appreciate her time with us here on Sports Nightly.